But wrap your minds around this, gentlemen.
Come on, we got souls, Tito.
I hate curses and I hate all of you.
All right, America, have your laugh.
Sisters, give each other a kiss and make up.
Man, the guy's talking about incest. It's not funny. The guy needs help.
Price is wrong, bitch.
I get it. You don't like me. I exploded.
I award you no points, and may God have mercy on your soul.
Yeah, welcome to Adam Sandler, Please Stop.
Hi.
Marie, we're establishing a way of doing things, okay?
Welcome to Adam Sandler, Please Stop.
No!
On today's
No, podcast. We're in Trump's America now. All right, we are in Trump's America, and I am in Trump's. You guys, welcome to Adam Sandler, Please Stop, a retrospective of all Adam Sandler's movies, past and present. I am Robert Bacon, and with me, who is just as equal as I am, as always, is...
Marie Maloney. God damn it.
This week, we will look at Adam Sandler's classic, The Wedding Singer.
I'm excited!
You guys, last
I
week...
I love the 80s. I love young Adam Sandler. I love Drew Barrymore sometimes. I'm excited.
This was released on February 18th, 1998.
Hmm.
Yeah,
Little Ree was in fourth grade.
Wow. I was... So, 1990... I didn't start freshman year of high school until September 1998. So, this was eighth grade 1998. This was, like, right when I started becoming, like, right when
a
you
douchebag.
Start to... Yeah. Oh, well, I was always a douchebag. No, this was... No, I was still a big loser at this
1998.
Point.
1998. Right when I was starting to become a big old douchebag. Oh, guys.
That's not true, because in 1998, I was still a big fucking loser. I was still like everyone that everyone... Nobody liked me in 1998. And I saw this movie not once...
Not twice?
But twice.
Oh, okay. I was
this
if
movie...
If it was four times, you might have had a problem.
Oh, man. In my entire life, mm-hmm. I've only seen two movies.
Twice
in the movie theaters.
And one is this?
One is this one.
What's the other?
Titanic.
What?
Why,
that's
Marie?
That's bizarre.
And I saw him at the same theater
that's
in
bizarre.
Wisconsin Dells, Wisconsin.
Oh, that hand on the sweaty glass really gets me going. Ah!
This is this actually is so 1998 is like that that time actually is probably like when my dumb little mind was like finally able to like not only was able to see past movies as the entertainment that is being broadcast to you, but being able to like understand
appreciate.
Like the stuff behind it.
Yeah.
Not appreciate. Because I'm going to tell you right now.
Because you saw Titanic twice.
Well, yeah. But I saw this movie twice, and then I was able to, like, when I was able to watch it, I wasn't only being entertained. I was, like, looking at it as a movie to, like, see what it was. Like, look and be like, oh, look at the sets, look at that stuff. Unlike now, who, like, I'm an actor, and I've done stuff, so then it's like, oh, I see behind... Now when I watch movies, I'm like, oh, man, I wonder what this guy did to audition to get this little tiny role. I see, like, stuff like that. But at the time, now when I watch this, I remember seeing, like, that's the first time I remember seeing a boom mic in the shot.
Oh, dip into the shot.
Or seeing, like, there's a ton of mistakes
in this
movie.
Wait, can't we just see if we see it again?
I hope I don't want to.
Can't wait for that boom mic cameo.
Plot synopsis. Robbie, a singer, and Julia, a waitress, are both engaged... but to the wrong people.
Bow, bow, bow.
Fortune intervenes to help them discover each other.
Oh, easy.
That's
easy,
great.
Easy plot.
Right?
Plot. We're drinking. As always, we're drinking on this podcast, and I have already started.
I could have gone through all the facts on this, but I feel like this movie is one that we don't really need to get into a lot of the facts about.
It's
super
pretty
cool.
Well-known
oh,
film.
It's super well-known. The budget was $18 million. It made $80 million.
Wow.
Yeah.
I do remember it being like a big success.
Oh, it blew up when this happened.
Yeah. And the soundtrack was huge too.
Oh.
I feel like this was the first movie of the 90s to kind of like head back to the 80s and like really celebrate that.
Yeah, because around this time, that 70s show was popular. So, like, the 70s...
In 98?
Yeah, the 70s were very popular in this time. Like, belt, like, wide pants,
yes,
bell-bottom pants.
Yes, that's true.
So, like, the 80s weren't cool
sold
yet.
Sold a lot of bell bottoms because I bought them.
There they are. Cool. Carrie Fisher. Like you. Murray. Go Carrie on. Fisher.
Yep.
Judd Apatow and Adam Sandler all worked on this script, but were
really?
Uncredited.
Carrie Fisher?
Yeah, helped
and
with the script.
Judd Apatow.
It has a Judd Apatow feel, doesn't
Who'd it? Who'd da thunk? Who'd have thunk that those two working together to make movies better?
Yeah.
That's incredible.
It doesn't have a slight Judd Apatow feel?
Yeah, and it has
now
a
that you
slight
think about it?
Carrie Fisher like bite
yeah,
to it.
Exactly. It has it has exactly those things.
Yeah.
Yeah. Are you ready to hear the trailer?
Sure am.
Before the internet, before cell phones, before rollerblades, there was a time.
Everybody on the dance floor. Very nice, Grandma Molly.
When Robbie Hart was the most popular wedding singer around.
You spin me right round, baby, round.
Yeah,
round,
setting
like
the tone.
Baby, right round, round, round.
Hey, somebody get some pants on that kid.
Until he got stood up at his own wedding.
I woke up this morning and I realized I'm about to marry a wedding singer.
Once again, things that could have been brought to my attention yesterday.
Yep. New Line Cinema presents.
Is it true that you're in the middle of a nervous breakdown?
Whoopity-doo!
Adam Sandler.
Hey, psycho. Get out of my Van Halen t-shirt before you jinx the band and they break up.
And Drew Barrymore.
You're the wedding singer.
How you doing? I'm Robbie.
I'm Julia.
In a story about finding love where you least expect it.
Uh-oh. What? You like her?
No, I don't.
That's Alan, my fiancé, Glenn.
I don't even know your last name.
It's Julia.
Julia's last name's gonna be Gulia. Julia Gulia. That's funny.
Why is that funny?
I don't know. I just...
Now, the girl of his dreams is about to marry Mr. Wrong.
That's grade A, top choice meat.
Good morning.
You can make breakfast for men?
Unless he can pull off the performance of a lifetime.
She and Glenn just jumped a plane to Vegas. Go get him.
All right, all right.
Chop, chop, chop.
They're telling us the whole plot
you
of the movie.
You're leaving Glenn for the wedding singer?
He's more than a lover.
What do you think of the jacket?
I don't know, man. I would lose that glove. You look nuts.
He's more than a legend.
You are the worst wedding singer in the world, buddy.
Well, I have a microphone, and you don't.
So you will listen to every damn word I have to say!
The Wedding Singer.
I said hip hop, I hip it to the
all
music.
All that grandma!
Hip, hop, you don't stop the rock to the bang bang boogie. Say up jump the boogie to the rhythm of the boogie the boogie.
How do you like that one, Marie?
I mean, it refreshed the entire plot for me.
It
so.
Does. It did a good job on that. We should go through. Also, we've forgotten to point out that you could reach us at adamsandlerpleasestop@gmail.com.
Correct.
So if you have a problem or a question or any of that other stuff.
If you're a tan Jew that wants to ask me out, I'll screen it first. But
yeah.
You can reach me there.
Also... If you want to check out our rankings, anything else about us, you can go over to www.adamsandlerpleasestoppodcast.com, and that leads us right to there. Otherwise, we're on iTunes, Google Play, Stitcher,
yeah,
all that other stuff. You can leave us a rating and review. That would be extremely helpful.
We'll eventually have a Twitter.
Hopefully, Maria's going to run that. But before you do that, leave us a rating and review.
Please.
That'll really help us out. And the more we get of that, the better this can get.
Indeed.
Right? That's the exchange. You give 10 seconds of your time, we'll give you so many hours of our time watching film.
Yeah. Like, years of our lives.
Yeah,
that
and the
we
more,
can get back.
Yeah. Oh,
we can't get back, but we would like back.
The more you give us of those ratings and reviews, the more it motivates us to like do even better and spend more time making sure that this thing is great. That's it? That's all I have on that?
We're going to start watching.
The format. We watch the movie together, stopping it every 30 minutes to discuss so far. Each of us have a stop card that we could use to pause the movie at any time that we want.
For any reason.
For any reason, Marie, even if it's pre-planned. And there.
So
and that's it.
Garbage.
And then we go through, and then at the end we ask if Adam Sandler should stop, and we rank the movie. Marie, you ready for this one?
I'm so excited, yes.
You are super excited, and so am I. Let's get ready.
You spin me right round, baby, right round, like a record, baby.
great. What do you think of it?
It's going so well so far.
It's so good.
It's fun. It's like, even though this is in 1998, It's a fun throwback. Like, you can see why people were like, yes, like, an 80s movie. Yes.
Yeah. Well, 10 years ago, love it so much. Yeah. Well, 13 years ago, like, 85.
Adam Sandler and bad hair. I love it. Like,
also, it's just, you know what? I feel like 1985 is a year that could like stick with everybody for a very long time. 1985 is a year that goes down in history of being like a great year filled with all kinds of awesome stuff.
Yeah. Like, quintessential musical hits for sure.
And that's one of the reasons why everyone remembers the 85 Bears. Not only because they were like so dominating, but just because they like represented that time so much. They made a music video about going and winning the Super Bowl before they went to the Super Bowl, like after their very first loss of the season. They're like,
the Super Bowl Shuffle?
The Super Bowl Shuffle.
Hey, guys. The Super Bowl Shuffle.
Marie has lived in the Chicagoland area her entire life, so she should know this. Unlike me, I've only been here 7 years.
Okay, well,
but I'm a huge Bears
born
fan,
in 1987, so it wasn't
doesn't
even
matter. This is timeless. All right, anyway.
It's fun nostalgia, for sure.
Yes. Also, they're crushing it. Everybody in this movie
and
is crushing it.
Adam is such a good singer. Like, we've known this from before. He's sung on SNL. He's sung in Billy Madison. We've heard he has an album full of songs, so we know he's a good singer. But, he's trying. It's so much fun to see films where he's acting and trying and singing beautifully.
And here's what I'm going to say.
He's incredibly talented.
There's going to be some people who say that Adam Sandler isn't technically a good singer. But I will say this. Yes, I don't think Adam Sandler is, like, the best, like, singer out of, like, so many other people.
You don't
people.
Need to be fucking yes. Josh Groban. Yes. You just need to put effort in and have heart. Like,
yes.
Lin-Manuel Miranda isn't the best singer.
Yes.
But he's a brilliant genius who writes great stuff.
Marie
and can
is speaking the gospel. Keep going.
Rap, okay?
Here
if you
it
have
is.
Talent, it crushes everything.
Here it goes.
It doesn't
up.
Matter.
That's
if
it.
If you're amazing at singing, if you can sing and you try and you have feeling and effort, like, people forgive you for those flaws.
Exactly. There's a lot of people who try when they sing, and there's something about people who, like, super try when they sing and they're good that, like, throws you off. You
it's need confidence. It's a confidence thing.
You need something beneath you, some other talent beneath you that makes you such an amazing singer. And I feel like Adam Sandler's comedy and his timing and everything below that elevates his singing.
Yes.
Because technically, his singing isn't that great. There's
well,
a million
technically,
people.
Technically, me.
It's not. But it's because you know he's so talented and so, like, he has so much potential inside of him. It comes out in his singing. Amazing. Great job, Marie. I also agree. Also, I wrote this down in big letters. Steve Buscemi, Adam Sandler, film. I want to see a film that
just
is...
Just those two?
Those two. A vehicle for those two. It doesn't even have to be a comedy. It could be whatever. I would just love to see those two people together on film.
Yeah.
They're amazing. They're amazing
I love
together.
Every Steve Buscemi... like, cameo is pure gold. We pointed out the fact that, like, so Steve Buscemi shows up in the beginning. He's a drunk best man making a speech that Adam Sandler's character, Robbie, saves. He saves the speech because Steve is too drunk. Steve is hilarious because despite the fact that everybody's in, like, 80s garb, Steve Buscemi's the only one in a pink ruffle shirt tuxedo, and everyone else is just in, like, kind of normal 80s tuxedo. It's just so funny and perfect.
Great.
Like, it's so stupid. It's a tiny little detail that is so funny because it's just, like, quintessential Buscemi. Like, being an ugly, weird goober that, like, shows up on the scene, makes an ass of himself, but is still kind of, like, miffed by it.
Yes. You know what? Steve Buscemi is a national treasure. He is the most amazing actor, and he is good at drama and comedy, and he picks up on both. And if you could do that, oh my god, who's the other guy? Oh my god, he was the bad guy in the first Superman movie of the reboot. Michael Shannon.
Oh, yes.
Michael Shannon is one of the, is like a Steve Buscemi type.
Yeah, they both got crazy big eyes, too. Yeah.
But they also are like spooky. Amazing at comedy and drama at the same time, and I love both those guys so much.
Yeah, they're very intense individuals.
Yes. I'd say. Okay, Maria, I'm going to say something before I say another cool thing, but I'm going to say something that I think is going to be the first negative thing about this film. And something that is not popular with a lot of people, but I think you agreed with me before. Drew Barrymore sucks, and she talks like she's always playing the game Chubby Bunny.
Her lisp is a little tough.
She's a grown woman, and she talks like a child.
This movie it's especially... It's always full of stuff, and I'm always kind of like moving This movie around. Especially is rough. I think right after this time is kind of when she adults up and starts... talking maybe a little bit normal. I feel like I'm acquiring a lisp just like talking about her.
Yeah.
I don't want to say her name anymore. I don't want to it's end up disgusting. Like lisping all day.
And you know what? I get it. She was a child star.
It's
she
not
went through she went through a lot of shit.
It's just like it's hard to understand her, really.
It is.
And you know she's talking in like adult like baby voice.
Yeah.
So it's even harder when you have a lisp.
I broke up with a girl because she did baby talk, and it's I hated it, and fun. I didn't know how to bring it up.
Ooh, that's,
She was a great girl, but she did baby talk.
Really a window into Bacon's dating pool.
I'm sorry, I hate baby talk. You know how gross baby talk is, you guys?
It is. I
hate it so much, Murray. There's literally only thing one... There's only one thing wrong with her, and it was the baby talk, and it was too much.
Wow.
It was way too
that's
much.
That's a window. I hope she's not listening.
Oh,
or maybe she probably wouldn't know.
She doesn't listen to anything I ever do anymore, ever again. She hates me so much. Last thing I wrote down. We've been talking a lot. I'm sorry. I know I've been trying to keep these short. But it's... there's color symbolism in this movie. Did you notice the color symbolism in this movie?
Yes.
First of all, color symbolism, yeah, it's not... that big of a thing. It's not that deep.
It's covert, not overt.
But I don't, I didn't expect it in this film. And it's whenever he's wearing, like, blues, he's actually happy.
Yes.
Like, he's cool, he gets it.
Yeah. It's and like blues and greens.
Yes.
Yeah.
And then the deep red is bad for him.
Yeah.
And
it's anger.
Yes. And it's overt. So there's a scene where it's him and two other people, and he's sitting, and he's in that red shirt, and there's blinds behind him that are drawn, and they're dark red. But then the other shades next to the other two guys are white, so mm-hmm. that's, like, clearly establishing this stuff, and then when he's
that's
on the
like
stage,
hanging over his
he's,
head.
Yeah.
Okay, well, impressed me right after the scene that Bacon's talking about is when his fiance Linda, comes and meets with him. And the acting in this scene is so raw and so good. Like,
so good.
He legitimately has tears in his eyes the whole time. Like, you can see his eyes get glassier, and he's not crying. Like, they're not falling down.
Yes.
But he has tears in his eyes. Like, you physically watch, like, his eyes get glassier and glassier, and his, like, speech gets a little choked up. Like, it's real and raw.
Yeah.
It's really great acting, and this is kind of backpedaling, but there's an amazing strings version of Don't Stop Believin', like when he's at his wedding, and it is fucking fire. It's so good.
All right,
I think I want to walk down the aisle to Don't Stop Believin',
okay.
Even though it's bad in this film. It's like really great.
Okay.
It's a great version of
the
song.
No, that's the end of this. You guys, we have to do, we barely have gotten into this movie. We both really like it. We can't wait to tell you about it in like 3 seconds.
I don't have a lot of notes because I've been enjoying the shit out of this film.
I only have one note, and it is I need a spill kit for Marie because she just fucking destroyed my couch. It's like Noah's Ark over here.
It's during one scene, all right? Bacon's referring to the bar mitzvah scene.
Oh, boy. Marie was watching Adam Sandler perform at a bar mitzvah.
With glee.
With all these Jews around, and Marie was just like, the singing and the Jewishness and the... the blue and white balloons. And then all of a sudden, I'm like, why are my feet wet? And then all of a sudden, my whole apartment turned into an aquarium. And it was Finding Nemo in here because Marie went off.
Yeah. I got my rocks for weeks. And I thought I had to masturbate tonight. Nope.
The movie just keeps going at a great pace.
It's so fun.
And here's the thing, too. Like, you know that Adam Sandler and Drew Barrymore are going to end up together.
Yes. From the start.
From the
start. They have that spark, that connection.
Well, they're the two people in the front of the poster of the movie. Of course they're going to get together.
When she's like, have you written anything lately? And he sings his, like, song he wrote inspired by The Cure.
No, not that one, sorry.
No, he sings a song he wrote. He's like, I've been listening to a lot of The Cure. Today, that's called a fucking Taylor Swift song.
Oh.
It would be
a... King Carol! Carol!
Somebody kill me, please!
King Carol!
Somebody kill me, please!
King Carol! Shots fired by Marie Maloney.
No, it is! It really is. It would be considered a Taylor's... Like, that would just be a fire Taylor Swift song that would be in her canon.
Totally. What else is there to
there's
say?
There's so many good things.
What else did you write down? The granny's amazing. She's on a few episodes of Seinfeld. She's great in that, too.
I thought you were about to say This American... I heard you say this, and I thought you were saying This American Life, and I was like, what episodes are those? Because I gots to hear them.
Oh, she's Ira Glass.
Granny, you know what? IMDb here, and she's Ira Glass.
Ira Glass.
No, she's fantastic and adorable, and like the lifting weights scene outside where she's like, you gotta keep it tight so other men are looking at you and your husband is jealous. Like, that's my mom's logic for all, like, attraction.
Gross.
Forever. Yeah, she's...
disgusting.
She's old school.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, no, the granny is adorable. She talks about his wiener and seeing him at his bris. Which, as we all know, all of us who are aficionados of Jew culture,
which
know
Marie is. Marie reads the Torah in a way that normal men would read Playboy.
I have read the Old Testament. I went to Catholic schools. Anyway,
my God.
For 14 years.
The worst brag.
No, it's not a brag.
Reverse brag.
My schools were so poor, but I was so rich in God's love.
What else do you have?
Anyway,
Marie?
No, I literally have one note for this section. Cool, granny is so adorable. Penis talk.
That's
is
it.
What my note says. How about you?
That's it, Marie. I hit it right in the beginning. I feel like we've already kind of hit on this one. If you guys are Adam Sandler fans, this one so far is fantastic. Mm-hmm. Adam Sandler,
delicious.
His an amazing performance. An amazing performance.
Heartfelt.
Yeah.
Heartwarming.
You know what? I didn't even realize this, but this movie is a musical.
Tis. There has been a musical on Broadway based on it.
Well, that I knew, but like, I thought, you know, there's a lot of musicals on Broadway that just kind of like hit on a certain kind of point of like making money off popular culture.
Yeah, it's a movie musical.
This
but
totally makes sense.
The musical on Broadway has original songs plus 80 songs, and this is obviously just 80
but,
song plus, like, maybe two original.
But this song, The Wedding Singer, is a lot like, it's a modern musical in which the music is built in to, like, it's acceptable in that world. Like the movie Once is, which a lot of people have also seen. Have you seen the movie Once?
Bacon.
Of course. Oh, my couch also.
My last name is...
Oh, my feet are wet again. Marie, I mentioned the movie Once.
No! It's not that. It's just like your co-host's name is Marie Maloney.
Yeah,
like,
it's an Irish
no
thing.
Shit I've seen Once.
If you guys haven't seen Once, it's a modern musical of like it's a musical, but like
it's set in Dublin, Ireland. A busker, which is like a street performer.
But it's very much like The Wedding Singer, where the music comes out of like where it normally does. In which
but it
normally
is all
in a musical
original content, at least.
But in a normal musical, it's just like all of a sudden it goes from, like, real world into, like, musical land where, like, everyone's doing dances and weird stuff.
Yeah, that's, like, a hallmark of the American, modern American musical.
Yeah, but this one's not like that. It gets the musical out in a normal way, and it's great.
Organic way, yes.
Organic way, not a normal way. Yeah, I agree. This is great. I can't wait to listen to some,
it's
watch
just delightful,
some more of this.
Yeah. The soundtrack is incredible.
All right.
You don't know how much I need you. While you're near me, I don't feel blue. And when we kiss, I know you need me too. I can't believe I found a love that's so pure and true. But it all was bullshit. It was a goddamn joke. And when I think of you, Linda, I hope you fucking choke. I hope you're
all right, all right, all right. And Marie and I, right before we came back on, were like, this is following every single romantic comedy trope ever. But because the movie is so good, we 100% allow it.
Yeah, I support it.
Yeah, it earns those rights to the tropes. Also, the tropes that it uses are very well done.
Yes.
Of the one of, like, the double misunderstanding.
Yes, double misunderstanding is a classic.
That one is the most difficult one to do, because if you don't do the proper double misunderstanding, then you're like, oh, why don't they like each other? Right. You know what I mean? Yeah. It doesn't make any sense. But
or if the double misunderstanding is like stupid and not earned. Oh,
sorry. Hold on. That was
our actual time.
That was our notification. Yeah. Yeah, I agree. Right?
Yeah. Yeah.
It needs to be a good. If it's not a good notification,
yeah,
you get upset.
Yeah. And hers is, she's wearing her wedding dress. He looks up at her, and she looks like she's, like, happily gushing. But what she's doing is gushing in a mirror, calling herself Mrs. Robbie Hart. So she's, like, actually talking about him.
Yeah.
And that's making her happy. And he thinks she's, like, talking to someone who's out of view.
And then when
and
she
gushing.
Comes to talk
like
to him.
Yeah.
His ex-girlfriend had, like, slept over even though he was, like, super drunk and didn't even know that she was there and, like, kind of made her go away.
Right.
So, like, oh, cool. That was, like, established.
And there's the misunderstanding that, like, they're back together. Linda and
yes.
Adam Sandler's character.
Exactly. But throughout all of this, there's also a ton of laughs, and it's very well done.
The thing that we've been giggling about the most is that Blue from Old School is in this. He's like the sad old man at the bar.
Give him up, Blue!
Blue is in this film like 10 years before Old School, and he's already old, so he's super old and old.
This guy was 8,000 years old when he was in Old School, apparently.
Yeah, you need to carbon date him. He's so old. He's super old.
And he's killing it. He's so much fun.
He's so funny. It's so sad when he like goes to punch Glenn. He's like, I used to be stronger. It's so sad. Oh, he's old.
I'm looking forward to the rest.
I
you
know.
Ready?
It's great.
All right, we're going to watch the rest of this.
I heard you on my wireless back in 52. Lying awake, intent and tuning in on you. If I was young, it didn't stop you coming through. Ow, ow. They took the credit for your second symphony. Rewritten by machine on new technology.
You got it.
And now I understand the supernova scene.
Marie knows all of the lyrics.
What did you tell them? Video killed a radio star. Video killed a radio star.
You guys, we just finished it. We are donezos. Marie, what do you got to say?
So delightful. Billy Idol steals the show.
Yeah.
It's so good.
You know what? And then so you know the payoff is they get together. And this is the difference. This is like the reason why, for me, like the Titanic. You know that the Titanic is going to sink.
We
right,
get
Marie?
It. You saw it twice.
I saw the
in
Titanic.
Theaters. We get it.
We're going to go with this bit a little bit longer. Okay, Marie. It's like the movie Titanic. We know that the Titanic's going to sink, right?
See.
And so, like, we know that these people are in trouble, but it's like the story that gets there, and it's the payoff at the end of how they express that. And that is why in this film, it follows every single romantic comedy trope. But we don't care because the way that they get there.
Yes.
And the end payoff.
It's a unique story.
Yes. And the end payoff.
And it's a fun story. And it's set in the 80s. Yeah. It's so fun, you
The
guys.
End payoff is so great because the song is so good. The I Want to Grow Old With You song is so good.
In this movie establishes that there is more to Adam Sandler than his, like,
dumbness.
Dumb fart joke, like, vacation movies, him paying off his friends. Like, this is, like, a quintessential Marie and Bacon love this movie. And I feel like it informs a lot of our comedy. Just, like, the yelling. Like, I definitely took into, like, my personal comedy life that it is funny to just, like, creepily pop into something and then slowly back away, like John Lovitz.
John Lovitz, when John Lovitz, like, and then John it's just Lovitz up to, he's, like, he's hit other... rock bottom and it's up to me, and then slow curtains.
He's
going
completely mad, and I am reaping all the benefits. And there's, like, a slow, like, mic back out, and he has, like, big eyes during it. Like, that is a thing I took with me. Like, that's funny. I know that. Like, that has shaped my comedic persona.
Yeah.
Like, these are things. These are bits. And that's how we know that Adam's capable of so much more.
So good.
His,
yeah.
Like, the songs he write, the original songs, like, him and I'm assuming one other person wrote for this film.
Yeah.
Are so good and heartfelt. And he, like, cares. And you can tell he is emotionally invested in this, I think. From start to finish, he, like, is enjoying himself, and he's immersing himself in this character.
Yeah.
And
100%.
We don't see this, basically, I feel like this is the most pure version of him, and I'm not sure if we'll ever see this Adam again.
This Adam's dead, Murray.
Yeah. He's made a bunch of money, he's fucking famous, and he doesn't give a shit anymore, so it's, this is kind of giving him carte blanche to do whatever he wants from now on. Because he's a bona fide a star.
Yep. I'm going to say that.
What's your takeaway?
That's the exact same thing. I have a takeaway for this film. I think he does an amazing job.
He makes you love Drew Barrymore more.
I couldn't hate her anymore. But he makes me enjoy her being
really
around.
You don't really hate her at the end of the film, do you?
No, I don't.
Do you?
No.
Do yeah.
He's won.
That's what I thought. He won you over.
You won this time, Adam Sandler. should Adam Sandler
he
stop?
He should not.
No.
In his current form, he should not stop.
He is super pure and should keep going. I enjoyed it so much. Marie, in your rankings, where would you put this one?
Oh my god. I feel like this is going to turn the tides. Oh my gosh. I think I'd put this number one.
Number one.
It bumped Billy.
Billy is out of number one. Billy's number two. Mine's exactly the same. No! This is so stupid. Marie's hitting me.
I punched him.
But she's so tiny, it feels nothing.
I can't believe it.
You guys.
We're the
Wedding
same.
Singer is 100% number one. Billy Madison's number two. Happy Gilmore is already number three. This doesn't make any sense to me. I can't believe this entire trip we've been on. There's going to be a time in which we switch.
We're,
and I can't wait till that happens.
We're two garbage people laying down some railroad tracks. And right now, they're even.
You guys,
you know?
This one's the best one. It still holds up today. If you haven't seen it in a long time, watch it. It's a blast.
It's
great. You know what I want, Marie? I would I wish that this was playing at, like, the Vic or something, where it's, like, a Sunday afternoon, you go watch it, and you can, like, drink beer with other people and see it on the big screen together. This seems like a fun time.
This seems, to me, like, Brew and View.
Yeah, that's exactly what I was saying. Yeah.
Date movie, though.
It is. Totally
not a friend movie, a date movie. Because yeah, it gives you, like, the tingles. It gives you, like, the little tinglies inside.
It ruins your couch, as Maria's trying to say.
Oh, my God. There was one fucking time that's fun. That's okay.
Cool. All right. That is The Wedding Singer. We, now, next week.
Uh-oh.
Marie, do you know what's next week?
No, I don't.
You don't know what's next?
No. You purposely keep me in the dark because I'm a good reactor.
Yeah, I mean, I feel like that it gets the best, but I thought like maybe you would know. We are watching the 1998 film. So this came out November of 1998. This came later in this year. The Waterboy.
Stop.
Yeah, we're watching The Waterboy next.
Well, I think one of the sets from The Waterboy was originally in Bulletproof, so it'll be interesting to verify that fact.
This one's going to be, again, this is Waterboy is one that I saw in the theaters.
I also think I saw it in the theaters.
I feel like
Bacon and I are finally at the age where we're both seeing films in theaters in our past.
I'm interested to see this one because when it came out, I loved it, and there's a part of me that is very, very worried that I'm not going to like it as much.
What if you do, though? Is that worse?
I feel like I should be hating all of these way more than I can't believe how much I love these. What? I thought I was an Adam Sandler fan before, but now we're
this is like
huge.
Primo Gilded Age Sandler.
So
and
good.
I feel like we're about to take a dive.
A tiny step? Oh, man. I hope not.
I think we're on the precipice. We are on the precipice.
All right. We will see you guys next week.
Yeah.
Adam
for
Sandler.
Listening. Please keep it together.
Keep making movies.
Keep it together.
Keep it together.
I want to make you smile whenever you're sad. Carry you around when your arthritis is bad. All I want to do is grow old with you. Get your medicine when your tummy aches. Build you a fire if the furnace breaks. Oh, it could be so nice growing old with you. I'll miss you, kiss you, give you my coat when you are cold. Need you, feed you, even let you hold the remote control. So let me do the dishes in our kitchen sink, put you to bed when you've had too much to drink. Oh, I could be the man who grows old with you.